Polak, 13 establishment, far left, deep state figures rumored to be in Biden cabinet mix. By Joel B. Polak on November 2, 2020. Democrats have been angling for positions within a potential Joe Biden administration ever since he clinched the party's presidential nomination in March. While voters may think they are choosing the moderate candidate Dr. Jill Biden claims her husband is, in practice they would be electing the most progressive, i.e. left-wing, governments in U.S. history. Here are some of the candidates who are angling for, or rumored to be under consideration, key administration posts. Secretary of State, Susan Rice. From the Rwandan genocide to the Benghazi terror attack, America's worst diplomat is gunning for the job that has eluded her for her entire career. The richest member of the Obama administration, she serves on the board of Netflix, which faces criminal charges for distributing Cuties, a French film that sexualizes preteen girls. Secretary of Labor, Bernie Sanders. The socialist who honeymooned in the workers' paradise of the Soviet Union is angling to be in charge of workers in the United States. Sanders believes government should guarantee everyone a job. Secretary of the Treasury, Elizabeth Warren. The radical senator who campaigned against the financial system wants to run it. Warren proposed a wealth tax, but her campaign fell apart when it became clear she needed middle-class taxes, too. Attorney General, Sally Yates. Yates was in on the plot to frame Michael Flynn, and quit the Department of Justice rather than enforce a constitutional travel ban on travelers from terror-prone countries that was later upheld by the Supreme Court. U.S. Trade Representative, Pete Buttigieg. Buttigieg, a McKinsey consulting alumnus with close ties to Wall Street and Silicon Valley, opposed Trump's tariffs on China and suggested the president never should have stood up to China on trade. Climate Change Czar, John Kerry. Biden has suggested making climate change policy its own cabinet-level position. And Axios reported that Kerry would love to take it, as Biden pulls the U.S. back into the hapless Paris Agreement. Gun Control Czar, Beto O'Rourke. Biden promised O'Rourke he would run gun control in his potential administration. O'Rourke favors the confiscation of firearms from law-abiding Americans. Hell yes, we're going to take your AR-15. Secretary of Defense, Michel Flournoy. Flournoy, an establishment figure, has cashed in on her past service in Democratic administrations, while organizing a divisive effort among former national security officials to oppose Trump. National Security Advisor, Tom Donilon. Donilon, who once held the post under Obama, saw America building bigger, better relationships with China and India, according to the Washington Post, describing the Donilon Doctrine. Department of Homeland Security, Julian Castro. Castro, who personally escorted Central American migrants to the U.S. border, was floated by The Atlantic for Biden's shadow cabinet, focusing on immigration and minority affairs. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development, Keisha Lance Bottoms. Atlanta's mayor pushed for COVID shutdowns to continue, even after the state began reopening. Like Castro, she has been floated by The Atlantic for a housing post. Coronavirus Czar, Anthony Fauci. Biden has said many times that he would put Dr. Fauci in charge of the coronavirus response. Instead of being balanced by economic experts, Fauci would be given license to push for draconian shutdowns. FBI Director, Christopher Wray. The FBI Agents Association has publicly called on the next president to keep Wray on the job, after he failed to stop Antifa from trashing the nation's cities, or to uproot politicization within the agency. Joel B. Polak is senior editor-at-large at Breitbart News and the host of Breitbart News Sunday on Sirius XM Patriot on Sunday evenings from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. ET, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. PT. His newest ebook is The Trumpian Virtues, The Lessons and Legacy of Donald Trump's Presidency. His recent book, Red November, tells the story of the 2020 Democratic presidential primary from a conservative perspective. He is a winner of the 2018 Robert Novak Journalism Alumni Fellowship. Follow him on Twitter at @JoelPolak.